好的，现场和线上的弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，在这炎热的夏天，把弟兄姊妹带到了教会，我们一同的来敬拜。
Thank the Lord, even the it's a very hot summer day, but thank the Lord to bring us to here to worship.
圣灵在我们弟兄姊妹的心中，我想能胜过这炎热的夏天。
And Holy Spirit is in our hearts; it will overcome this hot summer.
感谢主，也欢迎有出门回来的，还有在我们当中来探亲的，我们欢迎这些弟兄姊妹们回家。
Thank the Lord. Welcome everyone who traveled and welcome back, and all their families visiting. Welcome you.
我们通常在祷告中，我们在读经中讨论的一个话题就是圣洁。
And holiness is often a subject in our discussions.
我们知道神救赎我们，这个圣洁是我们他神要求我们的一个重要的一个生命的属性。
God saved us, and He demand holiness from us.
神在他的荣耀和圣洁中创造了我们。
And God created us in His glory.
因为圣洁是神的属性。
Because holiness is the attribute of God.
就像利未记十一章四十四节，神说：“所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁。”
Just in the Leviticus, God said that, "Be holy, because I am holy."
那我们可能有一个思考，那圣洁到底是什么
？So we'll ponder what is really holiness.
圣洁就是神要将我们与世界分别为圣。
That is to separate from the world, separate for God.
让我们离开世界，完全属于神。
And to depart from this world and solely belong to the Lord.
他让我们道德纯洁。
And so we'll be holy in a virtue.
全心的荣耀我们的神。
And to glorify our God wholeheartedly.
我们知道圣洁也是神为我们立约的时候要求的一个品格。
And we know that holiness is a character that's demanded by God in His covenant.
因为成圣是圣洁的一个目标。
Because consecration is a goal of holiness.
神在盟约中，他应许我们要建立神的国度。
And in His covenant, our God promised to establish His kingdom.
而国度中的子民是必须是圣洁的。
So children of kingdom must be holy.
所以我们这样看，圣洁和神的救恩，它就关联在了一起。
So let us look at this way, that holiness is connected with the salvation.
那神在盟约，在实施他的盟约的过程中，他赐给了我们恩典，他有了恒久的忍耐对我们。
And throughout the carrying over of this the covenant, God gave us His grace, and He has His forbearance for us.
神的忍耐，神的怜悯，就是要带领我们成圣。
And the mercy and forbearance of God is to lead us into the consecration.
今天呢，我们弟兄姊妹，我们一同的来思想一个非常熟悉的一个例证。
And let us pondering on a very concrete, familiar example.
这个例证我们是从神救赎的盟约中取的这么一个小小的片段。
It is a small piece that we take over from covenant.
那就是在逾越节后的除酵节
，That is the feast of unleavened bread after the Passover.
弟兄姊妹对这个节日都非常的熟悉。
We're all very familiar with this feast.
刚才弟兄带我们读了出埃及记十二章相关的经文。
We just read the verses in the Exodus chapter 12.
这个节日除酵节是紧随逾越节之后连在一起的。
This particular feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, is right after the Feast of Passover.
那是在要出神要带领以色列人出埃及的时候这么一个节日。
That's right at the moment that God will lead the Israel out of Egypt.
我们知道出埃及逾越节是有关神的救赎。
And we know that the Exodus relates to God's salvation.
而 这个除酵节是神对以色列民的要求，就是要以圣洁，要除灭在埃及的这些酵。
And we know that it is a requirement from the Lord that will, they should obey this feast of unleavened bread to remove all the leavens from Egypt.
这个节日远在2000多年以前了已经。
So this is already it's over 2000 years ago.
那这个节日今天对我们它属灵的意义是什么？它对我们的启示是什么？
What is the spiritual meaning and the revelation to us today?
我们再回到这个经文，我们这次就不需要从头读，我们注意这些有颜色的字体。
And this time we wouldn't read all these verses, but let's pay attention to the highlighted words.
从出埃及记十二章十四节到二十节，我在这里标了三个颜色的字。
So I marked all these verses in three colors.
第一个呢，要守为耶和华的节。
First is to obey as the feast for the Lord.
要作为永远的定例
and for the statue, forever statue.
定例一共出现了两次
and the word statue appeared twice.
第二一个，神在这里反复地强调要吃无酵饼
and God repeated here that to eat the unleavened bread.
强调了三次
and it been emphasized three times.
那还有两次严重的警告。如果吃有酵之饼的
，and there's two repeated twice the serious warning. If eaten the leavened bread,
必从以色列剪除
，will be cut off from Israel.
我们知道神说话，他是必成就的话
，and we know that God will fulfill whatever He said.
所以可见这七日的除酵节是多么的神是多么的。多么的对严肃的对待。
So we know that these 7 days of the feast of unleavened bread, how serious it is.
我们都很熟悉出埃及记第十二章。
We are all very familiar with chapter 12 of the Exodus.
一到十三节，在这个我们读的经文前面就是逾越节。
And we know that the verse 1 to verse 13 talks about the Passover.
14节到20节讲的是除酵节。
And 14 to 20 talks about the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那就是先有逾越节，然后呢，再守除酵节。
And first the Passover, then the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们也都熟悉，那逾越节是神在主权和恩典中的救赎。
We all know that the Passover, represents the God's salvation, redemption in His sovereignty.
那除酵节，那就是神要求以色列民要用圣洁来回应救赎。
And this feast of unleavened bread is a request from God to react to this salvation with holiness.
那神要求说，你要把这个世代作为一个定例。
And supposed to be set as a forever statue.
那这个定例到今天虽然我们在教会我们没有守那七日的除酵节。
So even though now we don't have literally these 7 days observed at church.
但是神说每天我们都要守除酵节。
But actually what God requests from us is to obey this feast of unleavened bread daily.
因为神是圣洁的
，because our God is holy，
他要求他的子民也是圣洁的
，and the request from him to his children is to be holy。
他引领我们走这条成圣的路，就是让我们越来越像神那样的圣洁。
And he lead us on this path of consecration is to be more and more like our God。
这个定律在原文当中，我标在这里，就是一个法令，就是一个条例的意思。
And this statue, as I marked here, is a decree.
那神立的法令、条例都属于盟约中的一个部分。
It is part of the covenant.
那就是说，守这七日的除酵节，实际是在守神的约。
And so in other words, to obey the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is to obey this covenant.
这里帮助我们回想到神与亚伯拉罕立盟约的时候，神耶和华神的教导。
And it reminds us a teaching from Jehovah God to Abraham when he established the covenant.
我们下面要看那一段的经文。
We'll read it soon.
那还有一个就是，除酵节，如果吃了有酵之物的严重的后果。
And there's a very serious consequence if Israel people ate this leavened bread.
那就是要从以色列中剪除。
That is to be cut off from the Israel people.
如果应用到今天，如果我们仍然活在污秽不堪当中，那我们就从神的国中除名。
And applying it today, if we still live in the life in the darkness, that will be cut off from the God's kingdom.
所以当年神为以色列民颁布的除酵节，在今天对我们仍然是一个极大的提醒。
So this 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is still a great reminder to us today.
那就是神把我们分别为圣，要为了是让我们成圣。
And God separated us apart. That's for the purpose of consecration.
从这经文，我们今天思想两个话题。
So we'll think about two subjects.
我们从盟约到逾越节。到我们从神的盟约到逾越节的救赎。
And we think about the God's promise and grace from covenant to Passover redemption.
这是神在恩典中的应许。
This is the God's promise and grace.
我们再看神喜悦我们用见证来回应盟约，来回应他在盟约中的应许。
And also we saw that God desire us to respond with testimony.
除酵节提醒了我们今年我们的主题。
And this Feast of Unleavened Bread reminded us our subject today.
把自己当
this year,
把自己当作圣洁的活祭献于神。
Is to present us as a living sacrifice to God.
这就是除酵节要今天要对我们提醒的。
And this is the reminder of the Feast of Unleavened Bread to us.
我们知道。当年在神与亚伯拉罕立盟约的时候
When God established this covenant with Abraham,
他提到了很多的祝福
There are many blessings has been mentioned.
也提到了对以色列民的要求，其实是对我们今天的要求，也是。
And also many requirements of the Israel people has been mentioned, and it is also to us today.
你们要守约。
And you need to obey this covenant.
神没有停留在立约的文字上。
And God does not stop there on the letters of this covenant.
而是神主动地行使了救赎，执行了盟约。
And our God executed his part.
我们看到了逾越节，那就是神在彰显，在实行他的盟约。
And Passover is the manifestation of our God to keep His promise and execute on His part.
这个是神在主权中给我们的恩典。
This is a grace from the Lord from His sovereignty.
在出埃及记十二章五节说到献祭，说要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。
And it's mentioned in Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
第七节，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
And verse 7, then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorknobs and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
我们看到神在逾越节的预备，我们看到预备了两个重要的救赎的要素。
And we can see that through this Passover, we see that there were two very important preparations from God.
羔羊和羔羊的血。
the lamb and the blood of the lamb.
那在以赛亚书七章十四节，我们看到神给我们的预表，这是预言，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
And Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
神在给我们预备救赎的羔羊。
And God prepared us this lamb of redemption.
而羔羊要作为祭物献上，要流出赎罪的宝血。
And the lamb will be presented as a sacrifice and will shed the precious blood.
哥林多前书五章七节后半段，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed.
那已经我们看到有一个完成时。
And this is accomplished.
那是神盟约，他在成就了，他的盟约成就了。
This is God fulfilling His covenant.
那我们看，我们主耶稣基督，他把自己作为祭物，为我们流下了血，就成就了逾越节羔羊和血给我们的预表。
And our Lord Jesus shed His blood as a sacrifice. It fulfilled the covenant.
感谢我们的神，当我们读圣经的时候，我们看到神给我们的应许、盟约、他的救赎，他从来不会改变。
We know that we thank God that His covenant and His promise will never change.
神不变的旨意贯穿整本的圣经。
And His unchangeable will went throughout the Bible.
从创世纪到启示录的新天新地，神的计划。神的救赎，他的盟约就这样连续不断的，从不改变的成就了。
And from Genesis all the way to the new heaven and new earth in the Revelations, and we can see that the God will never change, and He will always fulfill His covenant.
我们用这几节的经文，我们一起来从创世纪看到启示录。
And let us read these few verses from Genesis all the way to the Revelation.
创世纪三章十五节，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And the Revelation, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
这里边的你是撒旦。
And here, one party refers to Satan.
这里边的他是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the other party is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里的他要战胜这个你。
And we know that our Lord will overcome Satan.
这是神最早让我们看到救赎的应许。
This is the very first promise of the redemption.
创世纪十七章六节，我们看在亚伯拉罕盟约当中，第六节说。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
And Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, I will make you exceedingly fruitful, I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you.
君王是国度的王。
And kings are the principle of the kingdom.
那君王要有他的名
，and kings have their names。
我们从出埃及的以色列民，我们看到了神要建造他的国度，要救赎他的名。
And kings, king will have its people, and our Lord establish His kingdom will redeem His people from Egypt。
我们的主耶稣在十字架上，他耶稣尝了那醋，就说。成了。
And on the cross, our Lord tasted that sour wine, and He said, "It is done."
他的成了是逾越节的救赎的成了。
And it's fulfilled the redemption for the Passover.
也是神公义审判的成了。
And it is the righteous judgment of God has been accomplished.
当我们读到启示录二十一章六节的时候。 他又对我说都成了，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
When it comes to Revelation chapter 21 verse 6, and he said to me, it is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give them the spring of the water of life without payment.
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
我们从这些经文来看，整本的圣经是神要成就他盟约的一本圣经。
And we know that this whole Bible is about our God accomplish his covenant.
在盟约中神要成就。
And God will fulfill throughout his covenant.
那我们神的计划永不改变，那我们在盟约中我们要做的是什么？
So God's plan will never change. What is our part in this covenant?
这就是除酵节给我们的启示。
This is a revelation of this feast of unleavened bread.
我们要遵守神立的盟约，那就是我们要圣洁。
We need to abide to this covenant set by God, that is to be holy.
神，我们人犯了罪，原本不懂得什么是圣洁，我们是远离神的，是污秽的。
And we have sinned, and we don't know what is holy.
那神一步一步的在带领我们走成圣的路，那就是从盟约守盟约开始，要逐渐成为圣洁。
And God, God lead us on this way of consecration that we will learn how to be holy.
创世纪17:9，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。
And Genesis chapter 17 verse 9. As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring.
这是在神已经说他要在约中给了诸多的祝福之后，他唯一的要求。
That is the only requirement from God after he made his promises.
那神在除酵节为我们成就了要成就的救赎，他在之后说你们要吃无酵饼。
And after that, God said that you need to eat the unleavened bread
作为世世代代的定例。
As a statue forever.
马太福音22:37，耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，要爱人如己。
And in Matthew chapter 22 verse 37, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your GodWith all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
神这两大的诫命实际是帮助我们说我们要活在神的圣洁当中。
And this two greatest commandment is to ask us to live in the holiness of God.
因为神是圣洁的，我们爱他要用圣洁来爱我们的神，来敬拜我们的神。
And because God is holy, that we need to love him with our holiness.
爱人如己是一个圣洁的实践。
And to love others as self is a practice of holiness.
因为神要让这里边提到的这些人进入到圣洁的国度，成为神圣洁的子民。
And God will lead his people into this kingdom of holiness.
我们在启示录14:12，圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
And in Revelation chapter 14 verse 12, here's a call to the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus.
当我们读到启示录的时候，我们看到有很多的患难和逼迫。
And when we read Revelation, we saw that so many tribulations and persecutions.
但是主让我们在患难和逼迫中要持守，要恒忍。
But through these tribulations and persecutions, God asks us to be patient and have forbearance.
这持守与恒忍就是要与世界，从世界中分别为圣。
That is to be set apart from this world and to be holy.
那就是除酵节的含义在这里边。
That is the meaning of this feast of the unleavened bread.
启示录第二章第三章我们都熟悉给神给 七个教会的那七封信。
We are very familiar that in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, there are seven letters from our Lord to his churches.
那七封信也是给我们教会的信。
These letters are also for us.
里边有七次的强调说圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听。
And seven times it has been repeated that for those who have ears, let him hear.
让我们听，我们听到神在除教节给我们的教导。
And let us hear, and let us hear the teaching of our God on this aspect of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
要让我们用圣洁来回应神的救恩。
To respond God's salvation with holiness.
我们看一下这个表格，我们两个绿体的，我们看两个绿色的 highlight。都是神他的作为。
And let us look at these tables, and the green bars represent God's part.
我们一起思想了神立的盟约。
And we're pondering on the covenant established by God.
他让我们要守他的盟约。
And we need to abide this covenant.
目标是指向了神建立国度。
And it points to the kingdom to be established by God.
我们的主耶稣作为我们代罪的羔羊上了十字架。
And our Lord Jesus, he went on the cross to bear our sin.
他是无瑕疵的羔羊。
He is without blemish.
他的宝血、十字架、他的死和复活成就了盟约。
And his precious blood, the cross, his death and the resurrection fulfilled the covenant.
因着神立的盟约，因为主耶稣基督的十字架，让我们有机会能在神的盟约当中。
And because of the cross, the precious blood, we have this, we are given this opportunity to be included in this covenant.
我们都熟悉在旧约当中献的祭，神要求要献没有瑕疵的祭物。
We are all very familiar with that requirement of the sacrifice needs to be without blemish.
为的是让罪得遮盖。
That the purpose is to cover the sin.
而逾越节这个让以色列民守七日的除教节。
But also this 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
为的是神要将以色列民将他的民分别为圣。
The purpose is to set God's people apart.
那神，今天我们教会的主题是当做圣洁的活祭献于神。
So our church, our theme of the year is the verse that to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
神喜悦我们献的这个活祭是圣洁的。
God pleases to see this living sacrifice to be holy.
这个圣洁的活祭蒙神的喜悦。
This holy living sacrifice will be pleasant in Lord's eyes.
与神给我们立的盟约相称。
And that will be worthy to the covenant established by God.
与神在恩典中给我们的救赎相称。
It will be worthy of the redemption in God's grace.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
早晨主日学，鼓励弟兄姊妹有机会去听吴弟兄在讲述这个迎接基督的再来这个新天新地的时候，给了我们很多的启发。
And Sunday school we have a new series on Brother Wu had a series on waiting for the coming of the Lord that gave us a lot of revelation. We encourage brothers and sisters to attend.
那个目标进入新天新地，那跟我们今天的信息，神要对我们说的话是相吻合的。
And the goal is to enter the new heaven and new earth that fits for the message today.
我们要求圣灵不断的洁净我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will cleanse us.
让我们的生命不断的被神更新。
So that our life will be renewed by God.
越来越成为圣洁。
And to be more and more holy.
只有这样，我们才能进入神的国度。
So only through this that we'll enter the kingdom of God.
上次的信息当中，我们一同的来思想了那五个聪明的童女。
And through the previous message, we saw about this five virgin with wisdom.
他们在预备灯油，那就是在走成圣的路。
They prepared the oil for the lamb. That is to walk on the way of consecration.
在逾越节，耶和华跟神说，跟以色列民说，你们要穿着衣服，束着腰带，穿着鞋。
So in the Passover, the command from the Lord is to put on the clothes and girdle your waist and put on your shoes.
那是要成为神的军队，跟随神行这个向前行的路，进入国度的路。
And that is to become the army of God and walk on the way to entering the kingdom.
主耶稣今天提醒我们，也要像那个良善的仆人一样。
And our Lord Jesus reminds us that today we need to be like the good servant.
他在等候主人的到来，那他竖着腰，合着衣在等候。
And to wait the master to come back, that the good servant need to gird the waist and put on clothes.
这个仆人也把神交给他的财富来使用。
And this servant will know how to use the fortune entrusted by his master properly.
换来更多神国度的财富。
And to gain more treasure for the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里，我们应当如何的回应？
And dear brothers and sisters, how shall we respond today?
除酵节给我们的启示是什么？
What is the revelation of the Feast of Unleavened Bread to us?
我们如何圣洁，如何不断的成圣？
How we can become holy and to consecrate ourselves continually.
刚才弟兄带我们选了这个经文，在罗马书十二章第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In the beginning, we read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and by testing you make discern what is the will of God.What is good and acceptable and perfect.
Amen. 我们生活在这个世界。
We live on this world.
我们会经历这个世界上发生的事。
We experience what's happening on this world.
我们也会被世界上的风浪所干扰。
And we might be interrupted by the waves of this world.
就像彼得，当我们低头看海上的风浪的时候，他就会下沉。
Just like Peter, if we look down on these waves,That will be terrified.
神在这个末世的时候，他更希望我们能够抬头看着前方那个目标。
In this end time, our God wants us to look forward at our goal.
那就是神主耶稣基督。
That is God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他借着十字架为我们成就的道路。
And the way He opened through cross.
这条道路通向永恒的国度。
The way that is leading to the eternal kingdom.
而我们在跟随主行路的时候，我们要心意不断的被更新。
And when we walk on this way, following our Lord, our heart need to be continually renewed.
神让我们成圣，这个成圣是一个进行，是一个进行时。
The command for consecration is an ongoing process.
它的完成只有等基督再来的时候。
The fully accomplishment is yet to be complete at the coming of the Lord.
这个图是去年我用的，当我们学习彼得后书的时候，我们一起来思考了这八个台阶。
I used this chart last year. We are thinking about these eight steps.
我们按照这八个台阶行进，那我们就是在守这个除酵节。
And we walk on this path according to these eight steps. That is in the true essence to obey the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
对神的信心，那是我们生命的根基。
And the faith to God is the foundation of our life.
要有神喜悦的德行，那就是我们行为的品格。
And the virtue that is pleasing to the Lord, that is our moral character.
那神赐给我们的知识，那就是他的真理。
And then the knowledge, that is his truth.
我们节制，要与世界分别为圣，要不受世界的干扰。
And then the self-control and to not to be interrupted by this world.
而忍耐是让我们恒忍，我们坚信我们的主耶稣基督神的盟约，他一定会成就。
And perseverance, that is to holding the faith that the promise of the God will be accomplished.
我们要敬虔，尊主为大。
And the godliness, it is to magnify the Lord.
就像除教节所说，除教节是让离开埃及的教，那就是世界的教。
And just like the Feast of the Unleavened Bread is to remove the leaven from Egypt.
让以色列民和今天的我们把眼目转向我们的神。
Let us turn our eyes toward our God like the Israel people.
专注我们的神。
And focus on our God.
尊主伟大。
And magnify the Lord.
我们神把我们放在当中，一起在教会里，让我们彼此的相爱。
And God put us together in this church so that we can practice to love each other.
我们也要爱我们周遭的人。
And we also need to love the people around us.
那最近大家都了解，我们的 Alpha Course 的话，来了一些新的学生。
And we all know that there's some newcomer, new students coming to our Alpha courses.
本来他们是来自不同的国度。
Before they came from a different country.
那跟教会的关系是怎样的呢？
How's that relate to church?
神要借着教会在这里发光，把福音传给教会以外的人。
And God will use the church here to shine and to spread the gospel to the ones, those who need.
如果说让我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，那是我们在教会中的爱。
And for our brothers and sisters to love each other, that is the love within the church.
神让我们爱众人，那就是说我们的眼目就不再是这四面墙的教会。
But the command to love all men, so it's not confined by the walls of this church.
而是宇宙的教会，神的国度。
But it is to the universal church, the kingdom of God.
当我们看到这些，我们思考了这些，我们行出这些的时候，
When we see this and pondering on this and practice on it,
那圣灵的火在我们的心中就会不停地燃烧。
And the fire of the Holy Spirit will burn in our hearts.
我们就不会失去圣灵原本给我们的感动。
And we will not lose the initial movement from the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵带领我们来火热我们，让我们胜过这炎热的夏天。
May Holy Spirit help us and revive us so that we can overcome this hot summer.
让我们携手跟随我们的主行这条路。
Let us hold our hands together and follow our Lord to walk on this way.
这条成圣的路，这条进神国度的路。
This way of consecration and this way of entering the kingdom of God.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May Lord bless his words.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你主。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把这除教节它在我们今天的意义你赐给了我们。
You give us the meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread to us today.
你让我们不单单是守七日的除教节。
So that we not only obey this Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days.
而是要天天的守除教节。
But will obey it every day.
因为你在盟约中为我们应许的，你让我们要以圣洁来回应。
Because the promise of you in the covenant is to be responded by our holiness.
感谢主耶稣基督，你借着十字架，你成了的工作。
And we thank Lord Jesus for what you accomplished on the cross.
你让我们真正的看到了盼望。
And you give hope to us.
你给了我们这条路，我们能跟随你前行，能通，这是一条通向神国度的路。
And you also gave us this way that we can follow the way toward the kingdom of God.
主，我们求你不断地更新我们的心意。
Lord, we pray that you will continually renew our minds.
让我们不被世界捆绑和搅扰。
So that we not be bound by this world and interrupted by this world.
让我们在经历黑暗中能看到你的光明。
Through the darkness, may we experience, may we see your light.
让我们在混沌当中能够跟随你行这条成圣的路。
May we follow you and walking on this way of consecration in the chaos.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise and thank our Lord.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这样的感恩、祷告和祈求，奉我主基督宝贵的名。
We pray and praise and thanks, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.